Today, Shir B'Shem B'Riyayim, Yisim, Atof, Reish, Lam, Vav, in the middle of Sif Gimel, Lo Yiksesu, in the Ramah, Lo Yiksesu Yisrael, a Jew should not cut himself, Haschach B'Atzmam, when he is going ahead and acquiring it from a non-Jew who has a field of wood or trees or whatever it is. So you should not go ahead and cut the wood himself. Rather, he should first acquire it from the non-Jew, okay? Because if he would do the cutting, that might be a gzela, because we don't know that the property is actually the non-Jews. Maybe the non-Jew, the presumption is that he has stolen property, and therefore if you go ahead and cut it, since karka is not stolen and not an gzeles, when you cut it, you'll be doing the gzela, and if you wouldn't be able to use that wood for your sukkah. So rather, you have the principle of yeyush v'shini rishus, where you acquire it from the non-Jew, it becomes yours, and therefore, in that situation where it becomes yours through kinyan, through gzela, yeyush, and shini rishus, then you'll be able to go ahead and use it, okay, for your sukkah. Let's see this all spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah. Lo Yiksesu. It's talking about Meyar Shalakum, from a non-Jew's forest, Afilu Midas Ha'akum, even with the non-Jew's knowledge. The Tam Din Zeh Pratav Yizbar L'Kamam B'Sim Atofresh Memtes, Sif Aleph Baga, says the basis for this and the details is clarified later in Hilchas Lulav. For those of you who did Hilchas Lulav with us and you learned the Gemara, you know what the details are there. But it's in Tefresh Memtes of Aleph in the Ramah. Then he goes, "V'makom sheyesh rishus la'anshei ha'makom mikach eitzim min hayar." So in places where there's a rishus for the people to go ahead and take eitzim from the forest, b'dina de malchusa, based on dina de malchusa, okay. Then in that situation, ein iser lokeach misham mesach. Then there's no issue involved if one takes wood from there, from the forest. Okay, if the government who owns the land, who has right to all the land in the forest, allows you to go ahead and cut it. Like, I remember I used to go cut bamboo on the Belt Parkway with my father. We used to drive out near Reese Park, and we would, or Sheepshead Bay, I forgot which one was close, it was near, and we'd go and there'd be bamboo and we'd cut it. So I'm assuming that we were allowed to. I don't think there was any issues, but the government not allowing us, so we did it. But rather, what you have to do is you have to first acquire it from the non-Jew. Meaning that you have the non-Jew first cut it and sell it to you. And if the non-Jew steals the eitzim from the forest, check out the Ber Halacha, what he says over there. This is in Dibra Maschil Ella. Because of Achronim, Duhu Adin Katas HaYisrael V'Nosi L'Chaverim, the Achronim write that similarly, if the Jew cut the schach and gave it to his friend, Gam Ken Shari, it would also be okay. The Havi Yeish B'Yad HaRishon, because it will be Yeish by the first guy who took it, namely the Kotzeitz, V'Shinu Rishus B'Yad HaSheni, and then it will be Shinu Rishus by the other Jew. And then the other Jew will be able to go ahead and use it for his schach. Sif katan yud gimel, the kol gezel ain oisi menes sukkah l'chatila. Rotz alom, this means to say, Shema gezel akum akarka. It means to say that maybe he was stolen. When we come, he have shar muta l'ktos b'yatzma. Still, if it's impossible, he would be able to go ahead and cut them. V'vachi yutu rishus, yutu rishus mi balakarka v'afilu akum. As long as he has rishus to cut it from the balakarka, even if he's a non-Jew, he would be able to go ahead and do it. Because the basic assumption here is that since we have no knowledge the land is actually stolen and we are being machmir out of doubt, so therefore if having a non-Jew cut the schach is impossible, it's going to be then permitted for the Jew to cut the schach himself. Again, provided that he asks permission from the owner of the land, which is necessary even if he is a non-Jew, because taking schach without permission would that be an act of theft, which is obviously usur, no matter who the owner is. Continue on weiter, sif katan yud dalid, ein osin sukkah if it's gezel, ein levarich leishay v'sukkah, and you don't make the bracha of leishay v'sukkah, u'mikol makom l'inyan din hakoydem sif katan yud gimel, u'makom she'evshah shemuta l'tzoyz bi'atzmo, evshah shemuta levarich v'dinasinu, sh'roba kakos she'esh l'akum, nitan lehem v'din ha'machus. He says like this, he says, regarding the previous case, okay, discussed in Sifkat Yigimel, that where it is impossible to have the non-Jew cut the schach, it's permitted to cut the schach oneself. So he's saying it's possible that there it would be permitted to recite a bracha in our country, since most of the lands that are owned by the non-Jews are given to them by din machus, by royal edict, the dina de machus adina, and the law of the government is halachically binding. And there are numerous reasons given by the Rishonim to explain this principle. One approach is that there's a Rashbam and Trumas HaDeshen who explain the general population have accepted upon themselves to follow the laws handed down by the government. Now, it's interesting why the Mishnah Berurah here writes only that it is possible that a bracha can be recited. Mishnah Berurah paskins unequivocally that even if the Jew cut one of the dalminim from the non-Jew's property by himself, he may make a bracha over it, since the concern that the non-Jew had stolen the land is a remote one, right? As we saw beforehand. Okay, we continue weiter. Bim Gazal, oh, we're still in the middle. He says, Ve'atakti dvarav po be'berlacha. There's more about this in the Be'erlacha. So now we're continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch. In Gazal Eitzim, Vasa Mehem Sukkah, if someone goes ahead and he steals wood and he makes a sukkah with it, even if he did not incorporate it into a building and did not change it at all, loshina b'am klum yotza, he's yotze is mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah because of a takanas chachamim. Chachamim made a takana she'ein lebala etzim el demay etzim levad. They made a takana that the owner of the wood has no claim other than the monetary value of the wood. If someone, again, steals wood and makes a sukkah with it, the owner of the wood has no claim other than the monetary value of the wood. Now, this sounds wild, so let's see the basis of this. Let's see. Yatza. Loshina behem klum yatza. Shetakanas. Shetakanas chachamim she'en lebala etzim. Kein tzarech loymar. Yatza shetakanas chachamim. That's how it should be read. It should be read, he fulfills the obligation because of a takanas chachamim. Kein tzarech lomar. Otzalomar, after midoraisa psula he, even though midoraisa, it's psula, afilu miyirse l'shalim avar etzim, even he wants to pay for the etzim, tzarech l'stora binyin l'ashiv agzein l'valam, because he's supposed to go ahead and knock down the building and return, he has a chiyuv to return the gzela and the branches and the schach to the owner. Mikomakom kvar tiknu chachamim, chacham already made a takana, sheyirtsu b'nei adol lasot tshuvah, so that people will be able to be inspired and have motivation to go ahead and do tshuva. All I have to do is pay him back the demeitzim, and that's enough. Yesh, kawach b'yadol lasot, is a kayach of the chachamim to go ahead and do this. Shehefker bezin hefker, based on the principles of hefker bezin hefker. So now, memela comes out, follows, that if he pays the value of the wood, demeitzim, havi achaka shalom amish, that the wood actually will become his based on the Kanas Chachamim. And therefore, Mutal Sheba, Smutta to sit into the Sukkah, dwell into the Sukkah, be kind of mitzvah there, Vegam Levarechale, and actually make the bracha there. Sif Katan Tes Zayin, Demei Eitzim. So all the owner gets back if the Goslin stole the Eitzim, stole the wood, and made it to Sukkah is the value of the wood, the amount of the wood. Then Einar Otze, let's say Demei Eitzim, Lo Yatza. And if the Goslin doesn't at least want to pay for the Demei Eitzim, for the wood that he put in, that he stole, then he won't even be able to be Eitzim. Now we continue by the Shulchan Aruch HaBalim Gazal Sukkah Asuyah Barosh HaSfina Oberosh HaGolah V'yashav Bala Yatza. However, if a person steals a sukkah that he made on the top of the lot, top of the boat, or on top of a wagon, and he dwells in it, he's not going to be Eitzim. He's not going to be yotzei. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Avalim Gazal Sukkah. Does he have to make Gazal? Because then, since the sukkah itself is totally stolen, because when he steals the boat or the wagon and the sukkah is on it, then it's mamish a stolen sukkah, and of course he can't be yotze. She'ein mechubar lekarka, since it's not mechubar lekarka, he steals the whole thing. And he can't give money back, he has to actually return it the way it is, all built up. There's no takanas hashavim here. Because he did not do anything to build it. He stole the whole thing with the actual sukkah in it. Therefore, it's a full-blown zela. It's not going to be yotze, lo yotze. What does that exclude? Zula, stolen. It's not his. So it's not lacha. When it's stolen. Now imagine the Magen Avraham, other people that sit in the sukkah also won't be yotze. Lo havi lacha, because it's not lacha. So he says, when he has daiti, sarach iyan bezeh. However, he says, not so pashit, vayain, and check out the ber halacha. So again, he says, from the words of the Magen Avraham, it seems that even others who sat in it also will not have fulfilled their obligation, because it's not considered theirs, it was stolen. And this is a full-blown stealing, because it's on the agola, it's on the, right, on the sfina. Now, the ber halacha, he says there that he brings the Masada Shekel, who infers this, that you cannot fulfill the obligation of the sukkah with this sukkah if someone else stole it, and there's a third party cannot be yotze. Okay, so the Machzis HaShekel infers this from the Magen Avraham, whom he understands to be equating the halachas of sukkah with the halachas of lulav on the first day of sukkahs. However, he says in Elnias Daiti, in his humble opinion, you can differentiate between the cases, since in order to fulfill one's chiyuv with a lulav on the first day of yontif, he has to actually own it, and regardless of stolen, the user does not own the lulav. With regard to a sukkah, on the other hand, the requirement is not to own the sukkah. The sukkah should not be considered stolen. Here, we can say that the sukkah is considered stolen only for the person who stole it, and not for another user who has no intention to steal it. Additionally, it is possible that the original owner would be more than happy for anyone other than a thief to use the sukkah to fulfill his mitzvah. Among the Avraham's references to Tuf, later on, Tuf Reish Memtes, right, could mean simply that the sukkah is possible even if the owner has already despaired and had yeish of receiving it back. You see the Mishabruh there, Tufresh Memtes, Sivkot and Beis, and even further, that the halachic status of a stolen sukkah throughout Yom Tov 7 days really parallels that of a stolen lulav on the first day, namely that both are Minat Torah, Ayin Shem, Nisht Pashut, a Iyun Dikasugya. We continue on weiter. Same thing would be true if Reuven built a sukkah in the land of Shimon. Shimon took off his Reuven, and Shimon kicked out Reuven. And he basically stole the sukkah that was built on his land. Lo yatzaba. He's not going to be yotze. There's no takanas hashavim here. Since this thief did not toil over it, nor did he spend money on it, so therefore we say, there's no takanas hashavim, and he's not going to be yotze. Let's look at the Mishnah. Nebrura, Sif Katan, Yud Tes, Lo Yatzaba. He says, Lo Dami La Nomer Le'el B'Siv Gimel. He says, this is not similar to the case quoted above in Sif Gimel, higher up. Namely, the opening words of Shulchan Aruch in this Sif was that if one ousts another from a sukkah and proceeds to sit in it, he is yotze because land, because karka in an exelis. But he's saying, it's not similar to that case. Why? Because in that case, because there, in that case, the land stays in the possession of its owner and cannot be stolen. Okay? And anything connected to the ground has the same status. Hare, he, kikarka, has the same status as karka. Okay? And this is, okay? Anything connected to the ground has the same status as the ground, and this is not the case here, where the sukkah is not on Reuven's property. Therefore, Shimon right? In Cain, lo gaza ala etzi b'lo akaka v'avizula. Therefore, Shimon has stolen only the wood and not the floor, and the sukkah is therefore indeed considered stolen. Now, this is true even if Shimon lent the property to Reuven to build his sukkah there. We don't say that the land along with the sukkah remained in the possession of Reuven and does not assume the status of stolen, since his rights to the land are only for the 7 days, or the land actually belongs to Shimon. And also, although items attached to the ground are generally not considered stolen, that is because the item is considered to remain in the property of the owner of the land. But this doesn't apply in the case we have here, since the sukkah is situated on the land of the person stealing the sukkah. Right? The one who's stealing the sukkah is stealing from taking over the sukkah there to sit in it, but it's mamish still the land of the nigzal. Adkan.